Welcome to Credit Matters Newsletter for September 2019. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? Today, mental health issues are affecting a wider range of people throughout the community. Business people are not exempt. Therefore, a big thank you goes to Beyond Blue for allowing Credit Matters to add a link to their website with information designed to assist business people dealing with mental health issues. Our website can be found at www.creditmatters.com.au. Alternatively, you can go directly to Beyond Blue at www.beyondblue.org.au. We've also added another feature for our members, abbreviated terms of use in daily memos. This feature is designed to assist those businesses which have a facility for adding diary memos of conversations and other actions. It is often time-consuming when writing explanations in full. Being able to add this information in an abbreviated form which can be understood by everybody in the organisation saves time. The attached brochures for this month include two brochures from the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. They are focused on the risk of franchising, plus the cash flow crisis for small business. There is also a brochure relating to RSM's Fraud and Forensic Services ACFE authorised trainer two-day seminar training on Contract and Procurement Fraud Seminar Melbourne, 21st to 22nd of November 2019. Finally, but not least, a template or quiz from the Bank Doctor for business people seeking finance. Don't forget, if you wish to promote your business services at an affordable rate, you can contact Kim at kim@creditmatters.com.au. You'll be pleasantly surprised at what we have to offer. Quote of the month. Always remember, the internet opens the door of opportunity. It is deficient in effecting closure of the sale. Barry Urquhart. Monthly business observation. If a sale is not a sale until the money is in your bank account, understanding the value of Barry Urquhart's makes good sense. The problem with an unlimited use of emails, internet relationships, and the use of technology is manifold. The reality is that a heavy reliance on the use of technology means that many business people forget the value of other business interrelationship methodologies. People also tend to forget that technology provides us with a set of tools which can aid our business objectives. All too often in the initial sales contact via emails and the product or service information on our websites is static. Unless the intended target or potential customer actually wants to buy then and there, the sales material is often quickly forgotten or ignored. It is not until a salesperson actually makes direct contact face-to-face or via the telephone, that the real sales action takes place. In following up for unpaid invoices, the sequence of actions often remains as the same, with no action from the customer to commit to paying the invoices. You can send emails, or have the best interactive payment methodologies and a wide range of payment options available on your website. However, if the customer or their employee is busy, uninterested, or is trying to avoid payment, these technology contacts and offerings are often wasted. Just like obtaining a commitment to buy often requires a personal connect, the same goes for collecting unpaid invoices. It is not until you contact the customer via an agreed visit at their premises or a telephone call that you are likely to get a commitment to pay. It is always wise to remember that a sale is not a sale until the money is in your bank account. To ignore this reality is to underestimate the importance of personal contacts by face-to-face or the telephone when following up for the unpaid invoice or invoices. Monthly business conundrum. Traditionally in tough times, suppliers have tended to change their selling policies in an effort to survive. Consequently, they often sold their products and services at a discounted rate or sold to customers which were deemed previously to be too small a dollar value to be worthwhile, or failed to adhere to their business disciplines and due diligence checks. With a combination of, or all of these strategies, business people had hoped they could keep their businesses going through long enough to ride out any business downturn. Unfortunately, the outcome was often a quicker path to insolvency. There is no doubt many of these same tactics will be employed the next time around when the next downturn starts to bite. Amongst the other strategies, with a potentially better outcome to survive the next downturn, maybe to only sell for cash, or on an agreed part payment schedule supported by proper terms and conditions, or maintain business disciplines and due diligence checks, or provide more customised selling offers. Sell to those customers deemed previously too small to deal with because of the dollar value of sales, or seek a business partner or investor, even if it means giving away some equity. Each of these strategies is designed to help survive a downturn long enough to 1. See the demise of your competition, 2. Gain market share, and 3. To survive. Alternatively, you may try these strategies and find they do not work. It may be then you realise, hopefully sooner rather than later, there is not enough business to survive the downturn. In that case, you may decide to close down your business with a minimum of loss and hopefully your reputation intact. It is always better to close your business down when you control the process, especially if your financial resources allow you to settle all outstanding debts. If you are forced to close down and your affairs are managed by an insolvency administration, the costs and loss of reputation is often far more damaging. Business red flags. Urgent orders from a potential new customer or a new customer whose account has just been opened need to be treated very carefully. Although the order may be from a genuine customer who will pay within terms, this is not always the case. It is worth remembering that this urgent order could well be part of a fraud or from a customer with no intention of paying the invoice within agreed terms, in which case it is a fraud. The urgent sales order is a well-known tactic of fraudsters and those businesses which are on stop supply with other suppliers. In each case, the customer is banking on your business dropping its due diligence checks and basic business disciplines to get the new order. Desperate salespeople and management trying to meet budgets at any cost will be the allies of these new customers with their urgent orders. In a business downturn, these issues add even more pressure on salespeople and management to approve the sale. Rarely are urgent orders of a genuine nature. In many cases, the reason why the orders are required urgently is because of other matters such as fraud and lack of credit elsewhere. Word of the month. Is the spelling after all one word or after all two words? Recently, whilst checking a Microsoft Word document, the word after all with the initial letter capitalised did not come up as a spelling error, whereas after all without the initial capital was shown as a spelling error. How could this be? The compound word after all is a common misspelling of after all two words. The Australian Oxford Dictionary confirms the spelling is after all two words. A check of Google for sites in Australia, sites ending in .au, returns 321,000 results for after all one word and 19.6 million results for after all two words, which shows most people spell the word correctly. So why isn't Microsoft Word marking the word after all one word as a spelling error? It may simply be the Microsoft Word dictionary is in error. Another possible reason is a check of the internet shows after all, with the capital and one word, is used by a number of organisations as part of their name. As part of an organisation's name, after all, one word can be capitalised. In this situation, how the word after all is being used is, after all, the only way you know if the word should be capitalised or not. If after all with the initial capital A is not part of an organisation's name, it is a spelling error. Thank you for listening to this month's Credit Matters newsletter.